This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. CNBC has been tracking the economy through the real economy, which doesn't look anything like the stock market performance. They track requests for directions for walking and driving through Google. Mass transit is down by 50%, and driving and walking to get where they want to go are both up 25 to 40%. That way they can social distance traveling alone. Restaurant bookings as tracked by OpenTable are off 60%. They are going the wrong direction again as the virus has resurged. Hotel occupancy is 47% compared to about 73.8% this time a year ago. Hotel rooms have gotten cheaper. Air travel, as tracked by the TSA security checkpoints, is off 70% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that given his risk category that he would not fly. I'm pretty sure that my risk is about the same. We have canceled a slew of airline reservations that are credited to us if the airlines are not bankrupt before they get a vaccine distributed and people can fly places again. RV sales are surging, which sort of hits both hotels and airlines. People want to go places but avoid others while doing so. They're taking to the road in their own home on wheels, eating in. Home mortgage applications to buy a new home are up 19%, as when people spend more time at home, they want a better one to live in. Record low mortgage rates makes the loan service cost affordable. There's been a slew of refinancing of existing mortgages. That should be freeing up some cash for homeowners that is being used to make home improvements. On the other end of the economic spectrum, there are millions of Americans who are afraid they will not be able to keep a roof over their head as they fall months into arrears on rents and mortgage payments. Evictions and foreclosures were blocked in congressional aid bills, but that doesn't fix the problem. A lot of people were not really getting by paycheck to paycheck pre-COVID-19, and a failure to pay bills just means that they are building debt. Landlords and lenders are not getting paid. A very short window of this was manageable, but as the timeline extends over months, tens of millions of Americans get pushed closer to the cliff. Student loan payments were suspended in congressional aid, but that only makes student loan debt even more crushing as interest and debt continues to accrue until debt cancellation is included. So when I say that the handling of our COVID-19 pandemic in this country did not have to be this way, there are a huge amount of liabilities piling up as a result. This failure has a massive cost to it. Mitch McConnell said that the GOP COVID-19 aid proposal was coming Monday, and it took most of the day before it was released. There are a lot of Republicans who are not happy with it. They're chafing at spending another $1 trillion, thinking it is too generous. It looks light compared to the $3 trillion HEROES Act passed by the House. If the Republicans are done fighting amongst each other now, then they will engage with the Democrats over an aid bill. They act like they are close to something, but that takes imagination. I think Pelosi has the leverage, and if Republicans are choking on $1 trillion in spending, how can they vote for $2 trillion or $3 trillion? The HEROES Act gives $1 trillion to just state and local governments. If they don't pass something and the checks stop coming, it will be the GOP that gets blamed. The White House knows that. Republicans do not want the federal bonus to unemployment to amount to more than 70% of wages. Sounds like something in theory, but implementing it would take weeks that they do not have if they want to keep the checks going out. There are some who have yet to get their first checks. The simpler way is to reduce the amount from $600 to $200 per week. Most Americans would get a second $1,200 stimulus check. States, cities, schools, hog and ethanol producers all need a lot of help, and $1 trillion will not come close to providing the relief for all that are demanding it. There's a huge difference in funds for testing between the two bills. The HEROES Act has $75 billion for testing, while the GOP proposal has $16 billion, along with $9 billion yet unspent, for a total of a third of what the Democrats provide. Testing is an important component of how they crush the virus. Republicans put some additional sweeteners for businesses in their bill. If they had crushed the virus like they should have, the cost would have been far less. Half of GOP senators would not vote for the bill that McConnell just offered, let alone vote for the HEROES Act. There will have to be some bipartisanship to it, and the political combination to getting this done is hard to envision. This could all break down into finger-pointing pretty quickly, polarizing the American people once again. The abbreviated, messed-up start to the Major League Baseball season may be a precursor to what going back to school is going to look like. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information or marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.